The Legion in red. Lauren Eager takes her spot in net. Female goaltender here. She's been with the Legion. This is her senior year. And she's quite a player behind them goal. The referees for tonight's contest. Local team here tonight. Kevin Junquist is a ref. Chris DeLodge is a referee. And online is the one and only Brian Pilecki. And you can hear the barn come to life as they're getting ready to put the biscuit on the ice. We're glad you joined us. It should be a dandy. Braves and Allegiance. Brian checks the goalies, checks the timekeeper, and we're underway. Braves win the draw. Back into the Tawa zone. Walker Hazen chops it up the boards into the Legion end. And Legion turn around and try to clear it. They get it out to neutral ice. And now dumped into the Tawa zone. Woody steers it aside. Was going to play it. Thought better of it as big number 77 was in there on the forecheck. That's Colton Hopper. And he decides to cover it up.
Quick pace to start this one off. And for the Braves, number 5, going to set up, take the face off.
Right here below us, Gradoff loses the draw. Shot in, knocked down out in front by Hazen. Hazen tries to get it up the boards, won't go. Zach Miller will grab it. Skates behind his net, runs into his own teammate Gradoff. Puck lay loose on the ice now. Hooper sends it around back for the Legion. Braves try to clear, can't do it. Hit a skate out in the slot, puck lay loose. Legion with a good forecheck right now. They try to center it again from out behind the net. That's Leonard. Leonard loses it, and finally Zach Miller gets it out to center ice, then takes a big body check from number 77, Colton Hooper. And finally the Braves will settle it down in their own end and head out to the blue line to neutralize. Legion playing the body pretty heavy here to start the game. Andrika walks in on the far wing, cuts around, takes a shot. Lauren Eager turns that aside for her first save of the game. Puck gets to the blue line, but not out. Kept in nicely up there by Maxfield. Puck down in the corner, slides along to the Legion blue line and out to center ice. And they dump it down. Tangled up in the feet of Braves defenseman Brumler. They spin it around behind the net. Bowling gives chase. Prim runs into a big hit. And there's a shot on goal. And Ethan Wood was right there. Big number 55 from the Legion. Chase Tulaski knocked Prim off the puck and had a pretty good shot.
You're definitely seeing a very, very aggressive Legion team to start this game. I mean, they are not letting the Braves get across their own blue line before they're facing the body.
Legion wins a draw. Puck lay loose in the high slot. Brummer will slide it along the edge. And Bernard chips that out into the neutral ice. Legion will have to go back to get it. Puck comes out and then goes right back in, and referee DeLodge says that's an offside. Boys will drop the puck. 15 minutes to go here in our first. We're scoreless.
We saw this against Cadillac where Cadillac came out physical and the Braves at first handled it. Eventually, I think it kind of frustrated them. They got to play smart today. Stick with just playing hockey. Beat this team in the ice.
Face off one. Puck chopped up into the Legion bench, and we'll do it all over again. Good crowd here. Everything going as planned for this nice early Friday evening game. Thanks to our sponsors, Hungry Howie's, for sending some pizza and cheesy bread up to us here today, too. Goaltender Lauren Eager, a little equipment adjustment at the bench. She skates back, gets in to the Legion goal, and the faceoff will be just outside the blue line. Puck chopped around, neutralized. Legion will dump it all the way down behind Ethan Wood. Back to get it to Andrika. He chips it up along the boards. Prim will backhand it down to the Legion blue line. Puck out and then chip back in again. Legion will skate with it, and that puck was touched offside by the Braves, who never tagged up on that play. So a little stop and go here we got going, Brad. No flow quite yet, but both teams look like they come to play.
Yeah, both teams playing with a lot of energy, no doubt about it. Again, we talked about the rivalry with these two teams. Both feel like there's a big chance to get a victory.
Legion wins the draw. Get it out to center ice. Andrika, who's been moved to defense the last two games, and That's a good move by Coach Rattel. He's done a fine job back there. Andrico will chop it in. Follows up the play. Cooper Gorman gets it down deep into the Legion zone. Legion kind of give it away. The blue line is shot right on, and Lauren Eager gets in the butterfly and keeps this game scoreless as Peyton Freeman walked right in from the blue line with a shot.
Yeah, Peyton Freeman took advantage of a turnover there. Had a great opportunity at the net. Nice stop by Lauren Eager. She's so far this year saving 90.1% of shots that she faces. 152 shots, 137 of them saved.
Yeah, that's a good save percentage, just like Ethan Wood and our end. Both of them have good 900 save percentages. Face off to her left. Braves win the draw. Little stop and go by Maxfield in the circle. Chops it around behind the Legion net. Legion will reverse it, try to go the other way. Hits a skate, still behind the net. Maxfield working hard down low. Got Zach Miller out on the ice with him as well as Devin Gradoff. Puck comes up the boards. Chipped off the skate. Maxfield gets it across. Andrika with a shot on an Eager turn that aside with a kick save. Braves a little pressure now. Into the high slot. Gradoff gets it to Miller. Miller back to the point. Andrika drops it down to Maxfield. Maxfield walks in. Shot right on net. Eager turned another one away. Braves with good pressure now. Andrika chips it off the corner of the boards. Finally, the Legion will take an icing and send it all the way down ice. I don't know why we... Oh, because there's a penalty. We missed a penalty, Bradley. No wonder the Braves got such good action. There was a penalty there, and we have no idea or never saw them take a penalty to the penalty box.
No, me neither. Never saw a call for one.
I'll take it, though. Braves out front, center it. Maxfield now chips it out again. Cody Primmel keep it in the zone. Braves center it in the slot. Shot right on. Eager turns it away. Another shot. That was just wide. Puck comes off the back. Dasher and Lauren Eager will cover that up. And I guess shame on us, but they didn't announce it. I didn't see a player go to the box, but Braves on a power play.
Braves are on a power play with 44 seconds left in that power play now.
Yeah.
We have no score, 12:52 to play in our first period. This game is brought to you in part by JT Underground of East Dallas and Bay Party Store of East Dallas.
Face off to the right, Eager. Cooper Gorman walks right in off the face off, takes a shot that's wide, and the Legion will kill some more time and dump it all the way down the ice. Back to get it, Walker Hazen wraps it around the boards. Nobody there. That'll go all the way down to the Legion zone, and they'll dump it back down toward the Tallis end. Brought in shorthanded by the Legion. They chip it around behind the net. Bolin chips it along the far wall, and once again, Legion will get to it first and keep the puck in. Penalty with 10 seconds in it. Now Hazen comes out of his own zone, gets it cross ice. Legion will dump that out. Now that'll be enough to kill the penalty. Hazen back to get it in his own end. Clears it up the boards. That puck was mishandled by Charlie Schnettler. And the Legion back at full strength. They try to clear it. Gorman there at center ice. Knocks it down into the Legion zone. Backhander out into neutral ice. Bolin sends it to his partner Hazen and takes a hit doing it. Chip it up the boards. Once again right there, Freeman takes a body. Turns it over. The Legion walks in with a big drive. That was wide. Puck lay loose in the corner. Now Legion centered into the feet of Hazen. Can't find it. They're digging and grinding at it. Chipping at it. And finally, Bolin clears the front of the net, but not out. Cross ice pass for Legion up top. Good move. Broken up by Freeman and heads the other way. Gets it out of the zone. Legion will come right back in. They dump it behind Ethan Wood, who's lost his stick. He's got that back in his possession. Braves send it down ice. And we're going to have an icing on that. And we'll have a faceoff to the right, Ethan Wood. So real chippy stop and start action here. 11:04 left in the first, Brad.
Yeah, no doubt. No flow. Really no one real scoring chance for the Braves other than that. Just throwing the shots on net. But so far, Lauren Eager's had to face five shots so far. Ethan Wood's only had to face one.
Face off to the right of Wood. Won by Devin Gradoff. Chips it backwards. Brumler knocks it around the boards, but not out. Puck lay loose in the slot. Brumler will chip it to the wall. Zach Miller gives chase for it. Puck lay loose near the blue line, but not out. And now Andrico fire it down ice, and that's going to go for another icing as Kyle Andrico missed his guy. A little pushing and shoving after the whistle down at the far end with Gage Maxfield. Nothing will come of that. And with 10:42, we're still scoreless.
Just had the one penalty so far, but that's still, we're still seeing the stop and start. Second straight icing here by the Braves. One.
We'll get a faceoff right here in front of us, Brad.
Nope. Ethan Wood's water bottle is in the wrong spot.
Yeah. And the referee said, oh, it doesn't fit in there. We'll put it back on top where it was, and we move on. Braves win the draw into the corner, chipped along the glass by Andrika. Two Braves there, couldn't pick it up, and the Legion will walk right back in. Down on the far circle, drop pass. Zach Miller there. He blindly gives it away, walks in, shot. That was blocked on a good block. And now Maxfield will head back the other way. Headmans a puck to Gradoff. Gradoff had it go off his stick. Good check in the far end by Gradoff. Dallas will maintain possession out to the point. Andrika walks in with a shot. Ooh, hit a body out front, didn't get through to Eager. Now the Legion comes back the other way. They dump it into the Dallas end. Andrika there to get it. Headmans a puck up ahead to Brumler. Brumler leaves it for Zach Miller. 9:53 left in the first. Cross ice to Maxfield. Maxfield walks in on the blue line on the left wing. Had it chipped off his stick. Maxfield battles behind the net. Centers it. Comes all the way out to the blue line. Shot by Andrika. That's wide. Andrika gets his own rebound way out at the blue line and dumps it back behind the net again. And Walker Hazen gives chase, and he pinches and keeps the puck in. They try to clear it. Comes to Maxfield at the blue line. Andrika walks into the high slot shot. Rebound. Eager with a save and another. And the puck lay loose now behind the Legion goal. Legion try to chop it around, but they can't clear the puck right now. It's great pressure from the Braves. Down deep is Schnettler. Schnettler works hard. Gets it up to Bernard. Bernard makes a move to center ice. Gets it to Hazen. Hazen lets one go. That was just wide. Good pressure. Now Cody Prim's on the ice. Prim gets it into the high slot. Nobody there. Legion turns around, and they'll fire it down the ice on a much-needed icing and a much-needed clear as the Braves were all over him there, Brad.
Yeah, it's good news and bad news. Henry Brumler did a terrific job to start that possession with a cross-ice pass that started that pressure. Kyle Andrika was everywhere, but into the back of the net. Give credit to Lauren Eager, who knocked away the two shots that were on goal. Braves got to take advantage, though, of this pressure.
Face off to the left to Eager. Prim digs at the draw, chops at it. Braves win it. Comes in the high slot. That's knocked away. Legion try to clear it. They can't. They'll take another shot at it. Braves there to keep it in again at the blue line as Cody Prim chopped it into the Legion zone, and they'll regroup behind goalie Eager. Legion come out, send it through center ice. That's going to be another icing. So now the tables have turned a little here. The Legion taking a couple icings in a row because of the Taos pressure. And with 8:48 left, or 8:28 left, we're still scoreless here in the first period.
This game is brought to you in part by Kevin Hummer Accounts and Dean Arbor Chevrolet of East Taos, Revord Builders of East Taos, Seymour's Home Decor Center of East Taos, and Lakeview Mental Health Care Center of Taos City.
Face off to the righty Eager. Braves win it. Bernard with a quick shot. Eager put her leg down, knocked that aside. Kept in at the blue line by Walker Hazen. He gives it away finally, and now the Legion comes out through center ice. Good hands there by Joel Allman to keep it out of the end. And then he'll head back the other way. Allman with a backhand pass over to Schnettler. Schnettler dumps it deep, and now the forecheck of the Braves will work. Down into the far corner. Bernard. Allman at the point, can't keep it in, and here come the Legion. Down the right wing, into the zone, cross-ice pass, shot scores! A nice little chip pass over to the corner, and Charlie Tulaski finishes it off, and the Legion will go up on top 1-0 here in the first period. After the Braves had all the pressure, just like that, the Legion comes back, and they chop one in.
Yeah, man, that is the one thing the Braves could not have happen. You're playing absolutely fantastic on offense for a good 3-4 minute stretch. You have one turnover. They come down. Legion takes one shot, and Chase Delasky puts it right behind Ethan Wood. Yeah. 1-0 Legion.
He buried that up where Mama keeps the cookies in the top shelf, and Woody didn't really have a chance on that one. Back to live action now. Face off at center ice. Braves will dump it in and give chase. Back down in the corner for Legion is Gabe Vanderlip. Vanderlip tries to clear it, can't get it out. Still lay loose along the dasher. Quick move into the slot. Backhand. And that was just wide as Eager moved quickly on it. Braves trying to get that pressure going again. They'll turn it over, and the Legion heads back down to the Tawas end. Vanderlip along the far end. And referee DeLage has an interference penalty here. This time we saw the penalty. And we'll see who that's against.
Haven't seen either. It looks like it's going against the Legion.
77. Colton Hooper will take the penalty for the Legion. So Braves with a chance here to get this one goal right back that they're down. 1-0 Legion, 7:16 left. They'll go on the power play here. And to take the faceoff, Gradoff. Gradoff wins it to the boards. Puck loose, gets back to the point. Andrika with a shot right on, and Lauren Eager right there covers up the five hole, and she'll hang on to it. And we'll have another faceoff to her left.
Eight shots so far on goal for the Braves, and this is a big 1:53 left in the power play. They have to keep on attacking Lauren Eager.
They win the draw, get it in the slot, back to Prim at the point. Shot, that gets knocked down out front. They get it back. Zach Miller tries to take a shot. He fans on it, and that gives the Legion a chance to send it all the way down ice. Back to get it, Andrika. He circles his net, heads out with a head of steam through the neutral zone. Andrika into the Legion blue line. On his backhand, walks in, shot at Eager, and he drifted it just wide. Maxfield will pick it up at the blue line, walk in, shot. Right on net, Eager with a save, rebound laid loose behind the net. Braves pick it back up. Andrika with a shot, another attempt, rebound. And the Legion chop it out of the zone down into the Tawas end. 1:05 left in the power play. Prim on the backhand, gets it into neutral ice, shot right on, Eager right there. And again, put it right into her blocker and right into her stomach, but the Braves with another great chance, and that was Charlie Schnettler right there with that chance and that opportunity.
The bounces are going the way of the Braves. The pucks that are bouncing across the lane are somehow ending up with a wide-open shooter. Great job so far by Lauren Eager.
Second power play unit will come on. Bernard takes the draw. Schnettler out there. They get it back to the point. Boland chips it along the boards, keeps it in. He gets it back, walks it across. Hands it off to Hazen. Hazen with a shot. Puck lay loose in the slot. And the Legion got a stick on it first. Drive it all the way down. Ethan Wood will come out and rest the puck. Hazen drives it around the boards, but that goes right to a Legion player. And they dump it at back in. Half a minute remains in the power play. Cooper Gorman lost it in his feet. Hazen regroups one more time. Gets it cross ice. Schnettler gets it in deep. Cooper Gorman giving chase. The Legion wrap it around the boards. Allman keeps it in with his feet. Walks it out front in the high slot. Keeps it himself. Goes around the far side. Now behind the net. Centers it. Comes out in the slot. Shot. Walker Hazen. And a whistle goes. And it looks like we're going to have a cross-checking call. I don't know who it's on. We'll see. Referee DeLage heading to the penalty box. And that's going to go against the Legion as well, as number 51, Dylan Berger, goes in and sits down. So for two quick seconds here, the Braves will have a 5-on-3, Brad, and then it'll be 5-on-4 again with 5:18 left. The Braves need a goal.
Yeah, you got a chance here with it. Just maybe a quick face-off win and a shot to take advantage of the 5-on-3, but you have to. They're trying to give the Braves a goal. You got to take advantage.
Legion wins the draw, scuffle it up the line, gets all the way out. Braves drive it back in, but guys were offside. They had to tag up, so the Legion will get it. 5-on-4 now as the Legion get one back. They dump it into the Tawas zone behind Ethan Wood. Back to get it to the Braves. Brumler chips it around the boards, doesn't come out. Puck lay loose. Brumler will leave it there. And the Braves do get it out to center ice, but the Legion has no problem handling that and driving it to the line. Joel Allman sends a puck all the way down into the Legion zone. Legion gets there first, and they send it back down ice to Allman. Allman gets it out into center ice. Casey Wood right there. He dumps it in for the Braves. 4:25 left now. Power play not up on the board. Legion will chip it into the Tawa zone. Makes a nice move. Legion shorthanded. Centers it, but that comes all the way out of the zone. And the goal scorer, Tulaski, was trying to make something happen shorthanded there for Legion. They send it all the way back in now. Good battle for the puck right there. Gage Maxfield comes away with it. Maxfield got a head of steam through neutral ice. Over to blue line, into the Legion zone. Makes a head fake, walks around, shoots, score! Gage Maxfield, coast to coast, baby! And the Braves tie it on a power play goal.
It was actually, it's 4-on-4 on the ice right there. It was a dual roughing call. Cooper Gorman for the Braves was in the box. It was 4-on-4. Maxfield takes it down the ice, coast to coast. A fantastic play by Maxfield slipping through, and the Braves able to tie this one up and finally take advantage of a couple of penalties.
And that brought the crowd right to their feet here. And off the opening faceoff, a drive by Maxfield that Eager had to turn away right off the center ice faceoff. Out to the point, Andrika puts one on Eager with a save, rebound, lay loose, centered, and finally the puck gets into the corner. And the goaltender might have lost. Oh, the net came off its moorings. Thought for a moment that goaltender Eager had lost her helmet. But what a strange turn of events. 3:29 now, and we're all square at one.
14 shots on goal by my count for the Braves in this quarter. A terrific job by the Brave attack.
All the way down ice, and that'll be an icing as Legion just happy to clear it out of their end right now. Braves putting good pressure on, and Maxfield got the equalizer. And at least we can move forward from here, right?
That's right. The good news is 14 shots on goal for the Braves. The bad news, Ethan Woods only faced two shots, but one of them has slipped by, and we're tied at one.
Faceoff down to the left to Eager. Braves win it cleanly to the point. Andrika put it right on. Eager with another save. Braves work hard behind the net. That's Devin Gradoff, Maxfield down there trying to get that puck back to the point. A little bit short, and the Legion will grab it and turn it down ice. Bolin gets it to Maxfield. Maxfield back into the zone again. Little pass out front. Just missed the tap tip in to his partner, and back come the Legion. Legion get it over the Tawas blue line into the high slot. Broke up nicely. Gradoff back the other way now with a head of steam with Bolin on his backhand. Gradoff walks in, takes a shot, puts it on. Eager turns it aside and puts it behind her net. To the point but not out. Shot from the blue line doesn't get through. That'll hit a foot. Battle forward in the corner now. Gradoff comes out with it. Shot out front. Rebound lay loose. Back to the point. Bolin walks in and he finally gives it up. And the Legion will chop it down ice. Tawas tries to clear their zone. Cody Prim on a bad giveaway in the high slot. He gets it back, though. And Prim will skate it out this time, but not out of the blue line. Finally, Brumler chips it ahead to Bernard. 2 minutes left in the first. Bernard in the corner. He centers it. Back to the point. And that puck goes off Brumler up into the netting, and we'll have a faceoff. But good period of hockey so far by the Braves. Gave up the tough one, just one of two shots on Wood, but I tell you what, Ethan Wood was not at fault on that goal.
No, it was a one-on-one against him. He had almost no chance, but no, this is good, positive. Even if it's not on the scoreboard yet, the Braves keep playing like this, they'll find a way to put a couple more in the back of the net.
Right off the draw, the puck drawn all the way down the ice, so Legion will get called for an icing. Hazen comes back, gets the puck, flips it up to referee Junquist, and with 1:48, we'll do it all over again.
Well, let's keep on rolling with the 1:48 to play here in our first period. Tied at one, the Braves still on the attacking side here, looking to get a big second goal for the end of the first period.
They win the draw. Comes to Brumler. He chops at it. Puck lay loose in the feet of Casey Wood. All the way down the ice now. Dump down. Hazen back to get it. Leaves it behind the net. Uh-oh, giveaway. In the slot shot. Easton Wood. What a save. And this time, he was in the right place at the right time. Tulaski out in front. Shoving with Walker Hazen. Nothing will come of that other than a face-off.
No, Walker Hazen playing little mind games and just holding on to Tulaski's stick after the shot. Just playing a little gamesmanship. Great save by Ethan Wood right there.
Drawing the Braves on. Legion win it back to the blue line. They dump it down low. Allman there. Chops it up the boards. Freeman tries to get it out. Can't do it. Legion take a shot right on that. Ethan Wood had to be sharp with the blocker on that one. Joel Allman again chops it up the boards. Freeman. This time Allman goes after it. He gets tripped. No call. Out front, good stick by Andrika. And this time Allman gets the puck just out over the blue line. Legion dump it back in. Andrika waits. Plays it off the boards. That misses Jack Jensen and goes all the way down into the Legion zone. 45 seconds left in our first period. Andrika keeps it in at the blue line. Jabs it all the way down in the corner. Jack Jensen there to get it. Jensen works on it, comes to the point. Allman chips it down to the other side of the ice and back to him. Allman tries to walk in but just chips it down deep. Good battle behind the net. No call. The Braves were tied up down behind the net, pushing and shoving. Shot the other way from the Legion. That sails over the top of Ethan Wood's cage. Puck loose now in the Tawa zone. 13 seconds left. A giveaway by Andrika that Wood had to make a save on. His number three was right there out in front, Cole Lennard. And then we got an offside with 2.4 seconds left, Brad. So it looks like, if nothing changes here with 2:04 left, the Braves are going to get out of this first period deadlocked at one.
Yeah, it's going to take a pretty magical shot to get this to be 2-1. Ethan Wood leaves the net, so the Braves will go with one extra attacker for the one last shot of the period.
Yep, 2.4 seconds. General thought on that is they're not going to be able to get it down the ice that fast into the empty net. So the Braves with six on the ice, face off to the right-hand side of Yeager. Puck on the ice, Braves win it. Maxfield goes after it. But the puck lays loose, and that'll bring us to the conclusion of our first period. So with the score at the end of one, the Legion won and the Braves won. We'll take a break. We'll be back after this with our first intermission on 104.7, your power station for sports.
Let's get you set for the second period of action. Let's recap what we had in that first period. 1-1 is our score. First goal of the game was scored by the Thumb Area Legion. It was a sophomore, Chase Tulaski, putting in the back of the net on only the second shot on goal that Thumb Area Legion had. The Braves, it took until their 12th of their 14 shots to finally put one in the back of the net, where it was Gage Maxfield who took it coast to coast and put one in the back of the net. That leaves us tied at one. The Braves will start here in the second period. Coming right at us on offense, Lauren Eager. We're going to get a good look at her here in this second period. She was terrific with 13 saves in that first period.
Well, here we go. Linesman Plowecki brings him to center ice, and we're underway here in the second. From the barn by the bay, the Braves win the draw and chip it back in into their own end. Nice little move will send Zach Miller through the neutral ice. Zach Miller gets it in, throws a pass that goes down around behind the net. Centered, but nobody there. Chopped, but not out. At the line, Braves keep it in. Maxfield can't find the handle. Keeps it in, walks into the high slot. Nice pass. Shot by Miller. That was just wide. Just missed the open net. Andrika will keep it in. Walk right in from the slot with a shot as Devin Gradoff came close to putting the Braves up top. And once again, Lauren Eager with the blonde locks flowing out of the back of the helmet made a save to keep this game all tied up at one.
it looks like the Braves continuing with pressure early on. I mean, they have the power play, 1:22 left in the power play, and automatically a shot right off the top here.
Braves win the draw back to the point. Chip it down along the wall. Gradoff gives chase, steals it. Gradoff out to the point. Here comes a shot, lost it. Ooh, almost give it a breakaway the other way, but the Braves keep it in. Shot from the side of the net. Rebound lay loose. Eager with not one but two saves in a row to keep the Braves out of the net, and Legion clears it all the way down the ice, and Wood will leave it there. 50 left in the power play. Braves with a big head of steam. Andrika into the Legion zone. Puck lay loose. Schmidt tries to chop it out. Doesn't get it. Another one won't go away. Gage Maxfield tried to get it. Couldn't negotiate the puck. And once again, Matthew Schmidt will clear it all the way down behind Wood. Legion goes down, gets the puck. Shorthanded. They make a pass out in the high slot. And the Braves having to play a little bit of defense right now on the power play. And we're going to get an elbowing penalty. And that is probably going to go against the Braves. And that'll even the manpower on the ice up at 4-on-4. And with his head down skating to the box, that's Cody Brim picking up that penalty. So with 15:23 left, we'll go 4-on-4 here for 21 seconds. And then we'll get a good look at the Legion power play.
It's only the second penalty in the Braves so far.
Face off to the left-hand side of Ethan Wood. Braves will clear it to the neutral zone as we skate 4-on-4. Legion working to get it in. They get it into the zone now, into the high slot. Braves chip at that. Legion back at full strength now, and they'll be on the power play for 1:38 here left in our second period. Good to have you joining us today on this Friday evening. Glad you're tuning in. Pleasure to be bringing you high school hockey throughout northeastern Michigan.
Big penalty kill here for the Braves, their first one of the day.
Face off to the righty, Ethan Wood. Legion wins a draw. Back to the point. Schmidt walks right in. Deflection to go in. That hit a stick out in front on a shot from Matthew Schmidt from the point. And gets up and behind Ethan Wood, and that'll go down as a power play goal for the Legion, and that'll put them up top 2-1.
They have some luck with their second shots of the period. The second shot of the first period, a goal. Second shot of this period, a goal. And it's 2-1. Legion is that one yet. Chipped up, ricocheted off of the pipe behind Ethan Wood, and it's 2-1 Legion.
Face off at center ice, back at full strength. Gage Maxfield bangs it in deep, down around behind the Legion net. Puck loose along the board. Zach Miller works, tries to center it. Nobody there. He gets the puck back behind the net. Miller all the way out to the point. Braden Bolin winds up with a shot wide, loose to the side of the net. Miller couldn't find the handle, and the Legion will clear it out to center ice. Right back this way for the Braves as they dump it in. To the right of Lauren Eager. Maxfield gives chase down in the corner. Stopped the puck twice with his body. Puck loose down along the corner. Legion try to get it out, and they can't. Devin Gradoff picks the puck up down in the low circle. Behind the net to Maxfield. Back to Miller out front. And they finally clear the puck. The Legion does along the boards, but the Braves still have it in. Braden Bolin walks in. Luke, slow shot. Oh, that was in. That puck went in. It took a minute, and there was a late reaction. The first shot actually went in too, Brad, right here below us. And then they got another one, but either way, the Braves are going to come out on a goal on this.
Yeah, we'll see who ends up getting credit for this. Zach Miller's the one who put it in on the what would be second goal there. And just to update, Matthew Schmidt, the one who picks up the goal for the Legion, assisted by number 4, Peyton Bowerman. The leader for this team, but we'll see. I'll listen for who picked up this goal, but we are tied at 2. The Braves answer quickly.
Yeah. At the 13:54 mark. Braves win the draw at center ice. We're deadlocked at 2 now. And that puck gets chopped out of play, and referee Junquist says we're going to stay deep in the Legion end.
This game brought to you in part by TCA Insurance of Chalice City and Northeastern Window and Door of Harrisville and Alpena.
Number 88, Zach Miller, assisted by Zach Grathoff.
So Zach Miller does pick up the goal. Grathoff and Bolin will pick up the assists, and it's tied at two.
Legion wins her draw, but don't get it out. Puck lay loose behind Eager. Schmidt finally works it up the wall, gets it to the blue line, where the Braves will chip it back in. Cody Prim comes in, lays the body on Anthony. Legion get it up the wall, but not out. Braves, Sean Bernard clears it back around behind the Legion goal. Puck comes out to the blue line. Walker Hazen with a good keep. Prim, puck lay loose in the slot, shot right on, and Eager turns that aside on a shot by Sean Bernard. Anthony dumps the puck out, takes a funny hop. Braves go back to get it at their own blue line and clear it right back into the Legion zone. Three Braves wide across, puck loose. Eager loses it in the slot, gets out to the point. Braves on a good keep. They dump it down deep again behind the net. Sean Bernard sends it around back behind Charlie Schnettler. Schnettler works for it. Loose in the slot, shot right into Eager's belly as Cody Prim stood on the doorstep and buried it into her chest.
Let's pause real quick for station identification.
Broadcasting from the shores of Tawas Bay, you're listening to the Big One, 50,000 watts, WKJC-FM, Tawas City, East Tawas, a Carroll Broadcasting Station.
Faceoff down here to the left, Lauren Eager. Braves win the draw, shot right off the draw by Jack Jensen right on, and she had to turn that aside as she has been a workhorse tonight for the Legion in net.
Yeah, I've already got another six shots on goal for the Braves. That'll give them an even 20 for the game. Only two have slipped through. We mentioned she saves 90%. She's right on that 90% mark. Braves going to have to find, I think, one more in this period to really feel like they're in control.
Jensen takes the faceoff. He's out there with Gorman and Freeman. Legion clear the puck all the way down. Race to get back to it. Oliver McKeon wins that race, and the Braves will clear it out through neutral ice, at least, into the Legion zone. Freeman working down in the corner hard. Jensen, puck's chipped up to the blue line. Andrika takes a shot. That's just wide. Cooper Gorman plays the boards right along below us. Puck still loose in the corner. Gorman works hard. Good forecheck here by the Braves' fourth line. Gorman digs, grinds along the wall. Referee asking him to move it. Freeman in there with them. Gorman, Freeman, and two Legion players. Finally, it's chipped out along the wall, but not out. Braves get a shot from the blue line. That goes over to the top of the net from Oliver McKeon. Andrika keeps it and walks in the slot. Freeman with a shot. Save Eager. And the Legion clear it to the wall. Puck comes back to Eager. She'll leave it behind her net. This time, and it's powered up the side of the wall by Dylan Berger. And a good, nice move. And here comes Cole Leonard now the other way into the Braves zone. Over the blue line. Leonard walks right in. No shot was taken. Braves try to clear it. They do, to neutral ice. And the Legion will go back to get it. Now it looks like we got a penalty coming. It's going to be a roughing, says referee Kevin Junquist. We don't know who it's on yet.
We saw this one, though.
Yeah, we did. We saw this one.
55.
This one's going on number 55, Chase Tulaski.
This will be the fifth penalty of the day for the Thumb Area Legion. All two-minute minor penalties.
So the Braves will send out power play unit one. Face off to the left, Lauren Eager. Bowerman, the scoring leader, out the center of this power play kill.
This game is brought to you in part by the Barash Funeral Homes in Tawas City, All Gray, Hale, Oscoda, Prescott, and Twining, by Sunshine Realty of Tawas City, Bowen Asphalt Paving of East Tawas, and Tawas Bay Insurance Agency in East Tawas. Both benches being spoken to by the officials.
Yeah. Referee Junquist had something to say to both benches after that penalty call. And now we'll get back to work. Puck on the ice. Braves win the draw. Maxfield gets it out to the point. Shot. That's wide. Lay loose on the side. Gradoff gets it to Miller. Miller works the far circle. Gets it out to the top of the point. Shot from out there by Boland. Rebound come loose. And Zach Miller right there, but shoots it up onto the shoulder of Lauren Eager, and she makes the save and keeps this game tied at two.
That's what she does. She just keeps making saves. She's done a terrific job.
Face off to her right. Gradoff in to take the draw for the Braves. Digs it out to Miller. He turns it over, and the Legion will dump it all the way down the ice. Braves back to get it. Big long cross ice pass picked up by Miller at his blue line. Sends it through center ice to Maxfield. Picks it up in the high slot. Once again, the Legion will dump it down ice. 1:20 left in the power play. 10:25 left in our second period. 2-2 tie from here at the barn. Stop down and see us. Come on in and wave at us. Braves back the other way now into the zone. Zach Miller takes a big body check. Maxfield throws a big body check. Puck comes to the board with a shot. And glory be, they're going to call a penalty on that for boarding on Gage Maxfield as he threw a big body check behind the net. And the referee thought that the player was out of position enough to call it a boarding penalty. And just like that, that power play will get knocked down to a 4-on-4.
Right back to 4-on-4. That goal earlier by Zach Miller, his second of the year. And as for the Legion, their second goal scorer, Matthew Schmidt, that was his second goal of the year as well. Chase Tulaski's third.
So a couple second goals. Scores tied at two. We're in the second. A lot of twos going on right now, Brad. Faceoff's going to be to the left of Ethan Wood. They haven't got the penalty up on the other side yet, but we're waiting for that. Oh, it's a 5-minute major for boarding as well. So Gage Maxfield will sit a full 5 minutes.
Not a guy you want sitting for 5 minutes.
Nope. 10:09 left. Face off. Braves win it. Wrap it around the boards, and you can't do that when it's 4-on-4. That's just an icing. So we'll go all the way back and do it again.
10:03 to play here in our second period. We're tied at two, and now this game kind of teetering a little bit for the Braves. Feels like momentum shifting back a little bit with the Legion. Braves got to get back on the attack, even if they're going to be facing about a 3-minute penalty kill.
And keep in mind, they can score as many times as they want on that, too, because you don't get your guy back after a goal when it's a major penalty. Quick face-off, and Ethan Wood, the puck slides right to him. He'll cover it up. We'll have another face-off. Got a little good organ music here from Marty Brumler down in the booth. I love it. Feels like we're back at Olympia. Ethan Wood, face-off to his right on the ground. Braves win it. Flip it out to the blue line, but not out. Legion will take a shot. Woody had to make a quick leg save there. Now the Braves trying to peel and turn out, get it to neutral ice. Legion will send it back in. Big cross check there on Gradoff, right in front of the referee. No call. Once again, the Braves will try to clear this puck. We're 4-on-4 right now for another 28 seconds. You can't skate through that part and get away with it. Braves turn it over, and the high slot shot was blocked. And finally, the Braves clear. Out to neutral ice. Zach Miller playing a little body out there, doing some good work for the Braves. 8 seconds, and the Braves will be shorthanded for just under 4 minutes. Braves bring it in now. Now they are shorthanded. And Braden Boland brings it in offside, and we'll have a faceoff with 3:57 left in the power play now for the Legion.
This is a long, long penalty kill. You know, you've been around hockey a long time. This long of a penalty kill, what's the strategy?
Well, you gotta change up your line 4 times if you can so that nobody's out there for more than a minute, but it's tough in the second period because you're in the opposite end. So we'll see what happens. Schmidt takes the puck for the Legion out of his own zone. Makes a pass. That's broke up and chipped out. Good move so far. Braves not allowing him into the zone at this point. Schmidt will wind it up again for the Legion. Gets a little bit of speed, comes into the zone, gets a body check. Walker Hazen looks to clear it down ice, and he does. Gets through the feet of the defender at the blue line, and that'll send Jackson back to get the puck. Anthony Jackson into the zone. Stop and start for the Legion. Now they set up. Shot from the blue line by Anthony. Right on, loose puck. He's in the wood, can't find it. They score. On a rebound. After a shot from Jackson Anthony from the point. And once again, the Legion go up top. 3-2 here, Brad.
Yeah, the Braves just can't seem to get out of their own way a little bit in this game. And actually, Ethan Wood looks a little shaken up on that. A lot of contact around him. Hopefully he's okay. But just a blitz attack right at the net there. A lot of bodies. You and I are about as far away from it as we can be. Couldn't see a lot, but able to punch one into the back of the net there. It's 3-2. 8:20 to play here in our third period. Legion take the lead again.
And like I said earlier, Gage Maxfield stays in the penalty box. And they'll stay in this 5-on-4 situation for 3:11 yet. So let's try not to give up another one. Cody Prim wins a draw. Gets knocked down. Play down deep in the Braves zone. Puck comes up to the point. Looks like the faceoff's going to come down here deep as once again the net comes off.
Chase Dolaski picks up his second goal of the game, and Eli Odell picks up his second assist of the game. But Dolaski able to be in the right place at the right time and pick up goal number two, and it's 3-2 Legion.
So 55 from 97 is how that went, and we're going to add 27 as another assist on that. Legion from the blue line, a shot. Ethan Wood casually turns that to the corner. Legion again, another shot from the point right on, and this time Woody decides to cover it up with 2:45 left in the power play and 7:53 left in our second period.
This is a moment where I don't think that clock can move fast enough for the Braves. I mean, it almost feels like time is crawling in that power play. They're almost just trying to play out this 2:45 so they can get their goal scorer, one of their best offensive players, if not their best, Gage Maxfield, back on the ice.
They win the draw, wrap it around the boards, comes to the blue line, but not out. The Legion will keep it in. And referee DeLage says that puck hit the netting. We'll have a faceoff outside the Tawa zone. So that's one way to get the zone cleared, is have them throw it up in the netting. Legion will change lines, put out their second power play unit. Braves trying to kill this off. 2:38 left in the penalty. This would be a big boost if they could get out of this with only giving up one goal. They try to get it out, but it only goes to the line. Kept in there by Matthew Schmidt. Puck again. Kept in. On the wheel. Peyton Bowerman with a shot right on net. And Ethan Wood stood his ground on that. Flash of the leather makes a save, and he'll cover that up.
You can see why Bowerman is the leading scorer there. That was really, really nice skill. A lot of speed going at Ethan Wood. Nice save by Ethan Wood. Calmly able to just catch the puck and make the save.
Face off to the left of Wood. Linesman Pilecki directs some traffic in the faceoff circle. Legion wins it. Get it right across the ice to Schmidt with a shot. Ethan Wood missed that. Got a deflection on it. Couldn't get the grab on it, and finally the Braves clear it all the way down the ice behind Lauren Eager. Back to get it's Jackson Anthony. He's pressured by Sean Bernard. He dumps it off to Schmidt. Matthew Schmidt gives it away right in front of his goalie, but nobody there for the Braves. Up the wall, Jackson Anthony. That's chipped away. Legion will have to set up again and regroup back down in their own zone. Wrapped around the boards to Schmidt. Matthew Schmidt chips it ahead. He gets it ahead to Dolaski. Dolaski loses the puck, and the Braves are going to get whistled for a hand pass, and there'll be a faceoff out in neutral ice, actually all the way down into the Tawa zone.
I really like the aggressiveness. They kind of changed up. They saw the chance to get down ice and just trying to kill time. They don't really have a plan of scoring, attacking Legion in their own zone, but They are just trying to kill this now. What is minute and a half and 6:40 left in this period? Big, big moment in this game, this last 6:40.
The first big moment is this last minute 30. Face off to the right, Wood. Puck wrapped around the back of the net. Braves try to chase it, get it out. Lays loose. They do get it out over the blue line. Matthew Schmidt will go back for it for Legion. Schmidt across to Anthony. Back to Schmidt. Schmidt gets it in the zone. Gets it across. That's a bad pass. Bowen there couldn't clear it. Puck chopped out. High slot. Tulaski with a shot. That's just wide. Puck chipped again along the wall. Braves can't get it out. Two attempts. Gradoff's got two guys tied up low. And finally, Cody Primm gets the puck out. They clear the zone. Primm will go for a change shorthanded. And now Tulaski will wind it up in the Legion zone. 44 left in the power play. Good stick there. Really nice stick there. Good hustle, good work. A little bit of hard hitting down low by Charlie Schnettler. Love to see it. Legion cross-ice pass. Nobody there. Should be an easy take for Andrika. Andrika fires it off the boards and all the way down ice. And there's 20 seconds left. This will give the Legion one more run at it. Jackson fires it out to center ice. Braves intercept. Schnettler chips it in. 10 seconds now left in the power play. Matthew Schmidt, one last rush. Gets it to the line. Shot from out at the line. That's blocked out front. Hits a stake and doesn't get through. And the Braves will send it all the way down the ice. No icing as Maxfield come out of the box. And the Braves have killed this. Down 3-2 now with under 5 left in the second. To the point, a shot deflected. That hit an ankle out front. Namely that of Charlie Schnettler. Maxfield picks his pocket out front. Can't get it out. Back to the line. Bolin down to Maxfield in the circle. Maxfield looks. Walks in, high slot. Maxfield walks in, shot deflected wide. Sean Bernard gets it out to the point, and he gets it back. Down low to Maxfield. Centering attempt. Cleared and out of the zone. And the Braves will have to retreat and get back for it. Kyle Andrika pops it off the boards out to neutral ice. Had a chance there. Zach Miller did. And now back the other way. Sean Bernard dumps it in. Back to get it as the Legion. 4:10 left. Braves pressing here. Zach Miller behind the net. Loses control of it. Legion gets it up and out. 2-on-1 the other way now for the Legion. Headman pass up front. And that got broke up on a bad pass by the Legion. And now Tawas will come back the other way. Right into the zone. Breakaway shot. Oh, just wide. Devin Gradoff. As Eager got just enough of that to cause it to go wide. Legion pick up the hitting now, and so do the Braves. Maxfield down in front of us. Bolin with a nice keep. Wraps it around behind the net. Play comes up along the wall. Maxfield, and then this guy went out of his way. No penalty there as Hooper went after Maxfield. And there is a call from the outside referee. And Chris DeLage will get Hooper on a rough. Just man, like we called it.
Just like you saw him. He was right down here below us. Absolutely. That'll be the sixth penalty on Legion. But what energy by the Braves. The minute Maxfield left that box, I mean, he came out flying, and the team went with him and picked up on his energy. And the attack here, hopefully they can keep with it, especially now 5-on-4 for most of this end of the second period.
Well, this would be a good time. 3:21 left in the third. Braves win the draw. To the lefty, Eager. Maxfield in the high slot. Fires one. That caught a piece of the pipe. Another shot right on. Rebound lay loose. And Jackson Anthony will clear it all the way down ice for the Legion. Ethan Wood out there to leave the puck for Oliver McKeon. Gets it over to Walker Hazen, and Hazen will slowly bring it out of the Tawas zone. Pass up to Maxfield. Maxfield chips it around his man and gives chase behind the net. Tulaski. He gives him a little bit of body. Tulaski chops it up. Nobody there at the point. And Oliver McKeon has to come over and cover that up so it wasn't a breakaway. And the Legion still has a puck deep in the Tawas zone now, shorthanded. Centering pass. That's chipped away. McKeon again. Maxfield will finally pick it up and skate it out of the zone. Maxfield into the Legion zone. Nice defensive play by Matthew Schmidt. Gradoff with a good keep at the blue line. Maxfield goes down deep to get it. Chips it back out. Comes to the point. Kept in by Prim. Prim walks into the slot. Loose. Shot, score! What a feed! What a pass by Cody Prim! Get that back across the net! Eager thought it was a shot and went right by him. Maxfield there to knock in another one. Cody Prim out front to gauge Maxfield to tie this thing up with 2:04 left. What a goal there, Brad.
That was an amazing play. Prim comes right off the bench, gets on the puck, and was patient. Didn't just take the first shot. Waited until he had an opportunity. Slips off balance and is able to find Maxfield directly behind him.
So we're all tied up now at 3 here at the barn. Neutralized play, 1:53 left in our second. Legion take a shot that goes wide. Dug out in the corner by Ethan Ugster. Ugster. Puck lay loose, and now the Braves chip it out. They give chase as the puck slides down into the Legion zone, and that'll be an icing and come back the other way. Big time goal.
Yeah, a great tying goal. I mean, that I mentioned the energy when Maxfield came out of the box. They did keep that energy up, and it's only fitting that Maxfield able to make up for the mistake of the five-minute major and able to put one in the back of the net, his second goal of the game, fourth of the year. Net is off.
Quick adjustment to the net behind Ethan Wood. 1:38, we're all square at 3. Face-off, Braves chip it to the line and gets out. And now a break, and the referee got in Cooper Gorman's way. And he'll get the Bronx cheer from the crowd here at the barn. Legion give chase down behind the Tawas net. Good body check back there by the Braves. And not only did he throw a body check, but now he's got the puck. Andrika out through center over the blue line. Andrika loses it. Freeman chips at it. Freeman again. Puck in the high slot. Finally popped out of the zone by Logan Trepkowski. And the Braves will go back and get it. We're under a minute here left in the second. Braves up the wing. Chopped at once. Chopped at twice. Finally, the Braves dump it in. They're going to call an offside, even though it should have been a delay. And we'll have a faceoff outside the blue line with 50 seconds left here in our second period.
This game brought to you in part by the M65 Bait Shop of Whittemore, Nordic Sports of East Dallas, Edward Jones of East Dallas in the Irisa Tech Center of Dallas City.
Faceoff neutral ice. Braves hammer it down behind Lauren Eager. Anthony tries to clear it, comes into the slot, shot right on. Loose puck as Bernard had a chance there to give him the go-ahead goal late. Braves back to get it deep. Matthew Schmidt battles along the blue line for the Legion. And finally, Tawas clears it down into the Legion zone. They'll go back to get it. Gage Maxfield on the ice, Bernard on the ice. Puck comes to the blue line, kept in. Nice keep by Oliver McKeon in the slot. They score! Cody Prim on a feed from Oliver McKeon. And the Braves go up top 4-3.
Right spot, right time for Cody Prim again. He gets rewarded for that fantastic play he made on the pass just a couple of minutes ago. And right there, just charges down the lane and is able to just flip it over the stick of Lauren Eager, and that is two goals in the last three shots for the Braves. What a way to end the second period with 11 seconds left to play. They take the lead 4-3.
And real big with 10 seconds left in this period. Big goal, Cody Prim. He set the last one up, and he got one for himself. The Legion. They're going to give Schnettler an assist on that as well. Schnettler and McKeon with assists on that. 0.1 seconds, just enough for a face-off, and scorekeeper says run it off, or the referee says run it off. That's our period. And yes, That is our period.
Should be.
It should be. They were making the motion to run it off, but they didn't.
The officials can go talk to the box now.
Yeah. So they'll just go through the formality of dropping the puck to the right, Ethan Wood. Not enough time to get a shot in. Linesman Plecky puts it on the ground, and that's the end of it. So at the end of two from the barn by the bay, the Braves with a big late rush. And they're on top 4-3 over Legion. We'll be back with our second intermission after this on 104.7, your power station for sports.
The Zamboni has cleared the ice. The Nets are back out there. So are the officials. The Braves just waiting to get back out on the ice, too, as are the Legion on the other side. So, Kurt, 4-3. Honestly, 4 is not going to win this game, I don't think. They're going to have to put the puck in the back of the net.
Well, it's kind of an old hockey cliche, but I think they need to keep their foot on the gas, Brad, because if they let up or try to protect this, that's when bad things happen. That's when you're not going full speed, and that's when you make mistakes and turn the puck over. I think Braves got to come out, continue to play the body about as much as they've played it all night. They haven't went out of their way to hit people tonight by any means, but they've played physical. Gage Maxfield's played physical, and I think more of the same would go a long way right now.
It's going to take a couple of saves from Ethan Wood. I think this, you would say this probably hasn't been Ethan Wood's best night, and yet he's still in an opportunity to win the game. It can come down to this period. If Ethan Wood can make some saves, it doesn't matter the 3 shots on 15 shots that have gotten by him so far.
Yeah, and, you know, it's not normal for that to happen with Ethan Wood either. But, you know, like I said, they were in the other end, the other 2 goals were, but I tell you what, the one that was in our end, he had no chance on that. So I think Woody's going to have a big third period here, and he's going to blank the Legion here for us and shut him right down. That way, in case the Braves can't get one in the net, he's going to get the win for himself.
I like the sound of that. As we get set for our third period, this game is brought to you in part by the Walker Insurance Agency of Augury, Hicks Tax Service of East Dallas, Shermer Construction of East Dallas, and Dr. Scott McAlinden of Augury.
So we'll start the third period at full strength. Coach Rattell sends out Gradoff, Miller, and Maxfield up front with Bolin and Hazen on defense. The crowd comes to life, and the puck's on the ground, and we're underway here in the third. Puck comes in behind the Braves' net. Hazen chips it along the boards to Zach Miller. Miller's got it tangled in his feet, and the Legion chop at it and keep it in. From the point, a shot deflected out front by the Braves, and that one just missed the net. Bolin will get it back the other way. Maxfield through center ice, chips it to Miller. Miller gets in the zone, finds a puck, lets a shot go. He fan on it. Legion will turn around and transfer and get it out of the zone. Legion at center ice, waiting patiently. Good play by Braden Bolin there. Maxfield fans on the puck. He'll spin with it, head back the other way. Backhand pass to Miller. Miller gets it chopped off his stick. Legion heads back the other way. Legion down deep into the zone here into this corner. Anthony with the puck now behind the Tawas net. Jackson Anthony circles out in the high slot. Goes all the way to the point with it. Gets it down low. Schmidt lost it on his stick, and Bolin heads the other way. Gets it to Maxfield. Maxfield will walk in. 2-on-1. Shot. Maxfield scores. What a shot. What a play. Gage Maxfield down the left wing for the hat trick tonight, Bradley. What a goal.
I mean, this period has kind of started not quite with the energy that we saw earlier on. Maxfield just kind of glides his way down the ice. I think everybody expected him to pass that puck. He just shoots it right by Lauren Ager, and that is now 3 goals in the last 4 shots for the Braves.
Yeah, and a hat trick tonight for Gage Maxfield. And we're right back at it. Braves win the draw at center ice. Sean Bernard puts it in deep, gets it back in the slot. Can't get a shot off. Shot from the point, Andrika just wide, and now the Braves can smell the blood. The Legion chop it all the way down the ice, and that'll go for an icing. And you can just see from that goal, everybody just got freed up on the Braves side of the ice, and now they're skating, and they don't have anything to worry about.
Yeah, they're thinking they got a 5-3 lead. They're feeling good about it. Third goal of the day for Gage Maxfield. Second assist in the night for Braden Boland. So well done on him to help out the team a little bit. He's picking up a couple of points tonight, even if he's not putting it in the back of the net.
Face off to the left to Eager. Legion win it. Come out through center ice. Good stick there by Oliver McKean to chop it off. Legion dump it behind the net, and Andrika will regroup behind his net. Far cross ice pass right on Prim's stick. Prim dumps it in on the backhand and gives chase. Eager steers it to the side, down in the corner. Charlie Schnettler battling hard. Puck comes out of the corner. Attempted center into the slot won't go. Legion trying to get it out now. Cody Prim puts a little body on down there. Boland keeps it in. Legion will wrap it around behind their net. Walker Hazen makes a beeline for it. And big hard hit. And he's going to get a penalty for an elbow. Back the other way, Legion. Two-on-one shot right on. And there you go. Ethan Wood comes up big on a delayed penalty. But the Braves are going to get a charge down at the far end. And that's the one thing we didn't talk about that the Braves got to do here in the second period, and that's stay out of the net.
Yeah, that's only their fourth penalty of the day, which isn't too bad, but they are pretty equal in penalty minutes due to Gage Maxfield major earlier on. But now, yeah, 5-4. They're in total control here with a 5-3 lead. But this power play penalty kill here for the Braves, they have to get this one done. Do not let the Legion back in so quickly.
Matthew Schmidt in to take the draw. Peyton Bowerman loses it all the way down the ice. The Braves will shoot it. Legion wind it up from behind their own net out through the blue line, center ice, and into the Braves zone. Puck gets into the Braves zone, and good hands by Maxfield. He chips it out. Matthew Schmidt loses it, goes all the way deep. Maxfield will pick up that puck down behind the Legion goal, and finally the Legion will chip it out and start back through center ice. Over to blue line. Another giveaway, and Maxfield this time will just toss it all the way down the ice. Pitches it just wide to Lauren Eager. 13:57 left in our third, 1:15 left in the Legion power play. Cross ice for the Legion in the neutral zone. Now into the Tawa zone. Drop pass to the blue line. Shot, that's wide. Never got through. Another shot that bounces off the cross pipe out into the slot. And once again, Maxfield gets a hand on it, and he chips it all the way down. And I love the way Gage Maxfield plays with a little bit of an edge to him. Other way, nice breakup by Boland, and Boland dumps it down, and the Legion power play hasn't even got started yet. And the Braves now with a little bit of pressure shorthanded. Sean Bernard gets it down in the corner. Schnettler tries to get it back to him. That won't go, but they clear it, and Oliver McKean will chop it back. And the Legion will regroup one more time in their own zone. 22 seconds left in the Legion power play. They get it into the Tawas zone, but Braden Boland stops and starts and goes off the boards and gets it out to Bernard at center ice, shorthanded. Braden Boland will walk right in, shot right on net. Ooh, Eager got a piece of it, and it lay loose. And the Legion will chop it out. That'll just about do it for the Braves' penalty, and they're back at full strength.
What a penalty kill.
Tawas at full strength.
Legion get it to the blue line. Not out. Maxfield on another quick shift. Throws a nice check. This time no call or penalty on it. Gets out into the slot shot. Eager had to be sharp there. Another shot from Andrika, doesn't get all the way through. Andrika backhands it down low to Maxfield. Maxfield works behind the cage. Gets it in the slot. Schneller with a shot. That was blocked. Boland winds up from the blue line. Shot, rebound, loose, and a goal! And you saw it coming with all the pressure. And the Braves finally capitalize and stick one in.
We mentioned all the pressure that after only one goal in the first period, they would come. And this one, it's the blitz attack that you saw from the Legion on their last goal. This one here, a great job, and Maxfield punches another one in.
No, I think it was Devin Gradoff.
Devin Gradoff. You're saying
that.
Number five, okay.
Yeah. We'll see what the official announcement is, but it looked like Devin Gradoff got the piece of that and got it jammed in the net. 11:52 left. Schneller gets himself another assist. Good for him. Play down in the Tawa zone. They just chip it out to neutral ice. So Gradoff from Schneller at 12:10 makes it a 6-3 game. And we'll have a faceoff down on the other end.
First goal of the day for Devin Gradoff. He also had an assist a little bit earlier on. It is his second goal of the season. And now a 6-3 lead. Truly a commanding lead at this point for the Braves. Clock becomes their best friend, but so do a few more goals.
Yeah, but now they can at least lay off the forecheck a little bit, dump the puck at center ice more. They can do a little bit more. They got a lot more options now to kill clock. Faceoff will go to the left of Lauren Eager, who, let's not overlook what a great night she's had, even though the Braves have put up some numbers on her now. Braves win this draw back to the point. Walker Hazel will let one go. That's wide. Puck trickles over into the corner. Cooper Gorman works hard to get to it. Up to the boards. Henry Brumler gets one on net from out at the point. The rebound. Eager had to be sharp as the puck lay loose on the doorstep, and the Braves were there to chip at it. But good play from Henry Brumler, who's, just starting to get his feet wet at the high school level and doing good. You can see him growing every game.
Yeah, we've mentioned him a couple of times tonight on really nice plays, getting the puck down the ice right there, just giving his team a shot to try and punch that one in. They got Ager out of position, just couldn't quite put it behind her.
Draw will be to her right. Draw comes sliding through this crease. Legion chop it out to center ice. That's picked up there by Briggs Baker, and you'll see a few other people getting shifts now too, Brad, as we get in here to the late moments of the game with a 3-goal lead. Legion trying to get it out. Kyle Andrika waiting patiently. It goes past his feet. He'll give chase to it down into the end. Andrika, a little pushing and shoving, him and the guy that he was tied up with. Guy looking around trying to draw a penalty, and instead he puts himself on a delayed offside. And Cooper Gorman will just dump it out through neutral ice. Legion gets center ice. No further. Andrika picks it up, heads back the other way. Andrika with a shot out front. Oh, good save. As he tried to set up Jack Jensen out front. And Lauren Eager had to be sharp to keep it 6-3. Puck at the blue line. And looks like referee Junkquist has got a call. Waiting to see what that call is. They're call, it looks like head contact on Kyle Andrika. So once again, something that the Braves don't need right now is to be shorthanded. 10:12 left now. Plenty of time yet left for Legion to get a few goals.
Yeah, we know how quickly things can turn on their heads here. But I was going to mention, it's been six goals on the board, and Drake has had a real quiet night. He has not had a hand in anything assisting or with the goal scoring. He wants to get in on this before the end of the game.
Yeah. Casey Wood, Oliver McKeon, Axel Eklund out on the ice to kill this penalty, along with Braden Boland. Legion down deep in the zone. Puck loose down in a corner. They try to wrap it around. Boland sends it off the boards, and that'll squeak out to neutral ice. 9:45 left in our third, 1:32 in the power play. Legion make a move through the slot. Puck lay loose on the ice. Braves trying to move the puck around. Schmidt dumps it even deeper down into the corner. Hooper, he takes a little bit of body, gets up angry. Pushes Casey Wood aside, heads out in the slot for it. Ethan Wood with a diving save out front. Oliver McKeon clears it out. Legion jump it back in, and right there, Braden Boland. Boland wraps around behind his net, makes one nifty move, and gets it out of his zone and clears it down into the Legion end. 50 seconds left in the Braves' penalty kill. Legion try to get out of their own end. Great play out there just now by Sean Bernard. Bumped his guy off the puck, took it, dumped it all the way down the ice. Legion back to get it. They wrap it around their own boards and head out through center ice. They dump it in now deep behind the Tawas zone. Ethan Wood just leaves it there. Boland tries to clear it. Hits a foot, gets into the slot. And Walker Hazen chips it out, and that does clear the zone. And back to get it will be Matthew Schmidt. Through center ice, three Braves right there. Puck come on to Walker Hazen's stick, and he fires it down ice with about 7 seconds left in the penalty kill, and that'll just about do it. And the Braves will be back at full strength, and they are. The Legion dump it in deep, down behind Wood. Puck in a corner, Walker Hazen leaves it for Braden Boland. Boland picks the puck up, returns behind his cage, makes a move out in the slot, chips it off the wall to Schnettler. Schnettler gains center ice and sends it all the way down, no icing. Giving chase now on the forecheck. Braves work hard down in the corner. Max Field shot from out at the point, and that was right on Lauren Eager, and she'll safely hang on to it with 7:40 left, and the Braves in complete control of this game, Brad.
Absolutely in total control, and now clock still becomes their friend. The last two penalty kills have been four of the best minutes I've seen the Braves play today.
Absolutely. Really, really good on the penalty kill today. Even on the back end of the five-minute major to Maxfield, they did a really good job. Puck loose in the slot after the draw. Out on the ice, Maxfield looking for goal number four. Working hard. Puck lay loose in the slot. The Legion will clear it this time. Not far enough for an icing, though. Allman back to get it. Chops it off the near dasher. Gets it again. Can't seem to get rid of the puck. He'll get another whack at it. Allman again. Got a good battle going on down there, too. The two of them pushing and shoving. Just a little bit of talking, and nothing comes of it. And referee Junquist lets him play. Shot out front. Oh, Lauren Eager. Let that one go through. She let it go through, and they're calling it a goal. The referee's calling it a goal. We'll have to see who got it. I was watching the Joel Allman incident down here at this end. Wasn't paying attention, but it was either Maxfield, Gradoff. It was somebody down on that end of the ice. We'll see when they call the goal. Goal comes at 7:01, and now it's a 7-3 game. And Bradley, I'm going to say you can put this one in the books.
I'm going to pretty much agree with you there. 7-3 lead.
Face off center ice. Tawas dumps it in deep. Maxfield gets his fourth of the night.
Wow.
Did you catch an assist on that?
No assist
okay,
on that.
Okay, unassisted at 7:01. Braves with the puck in their own end. Andrika getting a shift out on the ice is Aiden LaRose. Puck comes back. LaRose will give chase for it. Ethan Wood steers it down to the corner. Andrika wraps it all the way around the boards. Comes out to the top of the circle. And they do clear the zone. Axel Eklund got it out of the zone. Back to get it again is Andrika. Andrika's out there with Casey Wood, Axel Eklund. And number 66, Dalton Quigley. Legion walk in. High slot shot deflected. Puck lay down, another shot, loose, side of the net, and that's casually taken away by Kyle Andrika, and he'll work the puck slowly out to neutral ice and then take a long shot that goes wide to Lauren Eager, and then he'll go for a change. Braves change on the fly. Legion sent it in deep. Wood gets a stick on it, leaves it there for Jack Jensen. Jensen doesn't clear the zone. Down deep. Good work down there by Braden Bolin. Bolin gets it out to the blue line, but not out. And this time, Jack Jensen gets it to the blue line and still can't clear it. Three times they give it a whirl and can't seem to get it out of the net. Puck lay loose now. Briggs Baker behind his own net. He can't find the handle. Out in the slot shot. That was just wide. As Woody was moving the feet quick on that. Puck behind the net now. Jack Jensen gets it up along the wall. Out to the blue line. Shot just wide. Legion will keep it in on the other side with a shot. That goes wide also from Leinart. Nice moves. High slot deflected over the top of the cage. Good pressure now from Legion. And finally it gets into the feet of Peyton Freeman. And he gets it out and sends it down ice. And that'll be enough for an icing. As you can see, Mel Rattel using some of the fourth line bench.
Yeah, he's going to just get his guys out there, getting some guys some ice time with a 7-3 lead. This game brought to you in part by Neiman's Family Market of Tawas City, Muffler Man of Tawas City, Matt Prim at Zubat Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Tawas City, North Country Signs and Shirts of East Tawas, and Tawas Bay Etchworks of East Tawas.
So 4:39 left here in our third. Kurt Romberger, Brad Allen, we're glad you joined us today. She's been a barn burner. Legion win the draw. Fan on it. Breakaway the other way. Here we go. Sean Bernard. Cody Prim. Prim put it on net. Eager made a save. And Legion will chip it out and send it all the way down the ice. And we'll have an icing and go back down to the other end with 4:20 left in our third period.
Let's pause real quick for station identification.
Broadcasting from the shores of Tawas Bay, you're listening to the Big One, 50,000 watts, WKJC-FM, Tawas City, East Tawas, a Carroll Broadcasting station.
Puck back down on the ice to the right of Eager. Braves have the puck shot. Freeman in the rebound out front. That's going to be a tip, and the Braves are going to get another goal. And that might be Cody Prim's second of the evening.
That puck just kind of hopped right over Eager. She never saw it. It got deflected, went right over her opposite shoulder, and it does look like Cody Prim was the first one through the line. And it is 8-3, the fourth goal of the period by the Braves. They are just piling it on right now.
Well, you know, we've had some barn burners on the air, but how long has it been since we had a Tawas blowout?
It's been a while.
They're beating somebody up. Braves win the draw, 8-3 now, 4:06, and all they got to do now is just mop it up and make sure nobody gets hurt. On the ice, picked up by Casey Wood. Casey Wood sends it cross ice. Puck gets down into the Legion zone. Giving chase deep is Axel Eklund. Comes to the point, shot, just a little softy, goes wide. As Jack Jensen sent it down there. Puck comes out to Walker Hayes, and Walker Hayes and changes the distance and sends it to Dalton Quigley, and the Legion will clear it. That's right in on Ethan Wood. He'll keep the play moving, get it to Walker Hazen. That player came in and just fell right into Walker Hazen's legs. Could have been an injury there if he wasn't careful, but Walker's fine. Puck still loose. Oliver McKeon tries to dump it into the Legion zone. Won't quite get there. Walker Hazen will come around and get it, wrap it around the boards. Trying to get there is Dalton Quigley. Can't get there, but the puck squirts out to neutral ice. 3 minutes now. Straight up left in our third. 8-3 Braves. Legion walk into the zone. Tried for a dipsy doodle. Good defense in there for the Braves. Out to the point. That puck's rocketed wide. Almost caught the referee. And now chipped out and given chase to by Peyton Freeman down into the Legion zone. Freeman follows his man all the way through. Big head of steam here into the Tawas zone. Drop pass, nobody there, and that'll go out to neutral ice. Legion kind of just frustrated. Send it in on a delayed offside. Andrika patiently waits in the back. Andrika sends it along the boards for Cooper Gorman. Gorman taps it down into the Legion zone and play loose now in neutral ice. Jack Jensen knocked off his feet. And there's going to be a tripping penalty there for sure on Andrika as puck lay loose. And Andrika picks it up. And he's going to go for a late tripping call. And that was kind of unnecessary, really. But, you know, sometimes when you haven't had any goals, you got to get on the score sheet.
Andrika's been a bit of a frustrating night for him, for his standards. That last Dallas goal scored by Sean Bernard, his first goal of the night. Assist went to Walker Hazen, and for Sean Bernard, that is goal number two on the season.
So it was Bernard, not Prim.
It was Bernard who picked up a goal.
Big 97 gets himself one. And who was the assist?
Walker Hazen.
All right. Face off one, headed back the other way. Zach Miller's taking a late shift in the game. On the backhand, flips it wide, shot right on. And Lauren Eager, I tell you what, even though it's 8-3, this game could be over already. 13-3.
Oh, yeah.
Eight-goal differential, no problem. We could have had all eight in the first two periods if she hadn't played such a great game in net tonight.
She's been tremendous. 8-3 doesn't look like it, but, yeah, us who have seen the game knows how good she was.
So Bernard from Hazen on that last Braves goal. Legion led by Leonard. Leonard down deep in the Tawas zone. Puck behind the net, chips it out into the high slot, gets a shot. Ethan Wood right there to turn it aside. Puck loose, banged off the board by Briggs Baker. Gets to the point but not out. Legion walk in, take a shot, and Ethan Wood will turn that aside. The goal's way off, and the referee hasn't seen it yet. The goal is way off its moorings. He might try to sneak in and put it back on, but shocked he didn't see that.
Yeah.
and he still hasn't came and fixed it.
They still haven't fixed it. Ethan's kind of waiting. to move. 1:18 to play here in our third period.
And the other referee now just coming in the zone hasn't noticed either. And
there we go. Now we got
Ethan
it.
Wood says, hey, you guys are going to put this back
can
on
we,
for me
can
or
we
what?
Get some help here?
Yeah.
There we go. We're good. 1:12 remaining in the power play, so the power play will eat up all but 6 seconds for the Legion. They will try and get a late power play goal.
Braves win the draw, and Henry Brumler gets enough on it to get it all the way down into the Legion zone. That'll send Matthew Schmidt back into his own zone. He turns, fires a cross-ice pass. Braves actually pick up the loose puck along the wall. That's Cooper Gorman out on the penalty kill.
1 minute to go.
And knocked out of midair there by Jack Jensen. Down into the zone. Matthew Schmidt will set up now for the Legion on the power play. Shot right on. Ethan Wood flashes the leather, no problem. 44 left in the game, 38 left in the power play. All-around
really
dominant performance by the Braves. Once they got their feet wet in this one and got into the game, they played really well.
Yeah, they controlled from the get-go. It's nice to see it in this third period actually show up in the score column.
Face off to the right, Ethan Wood. Puck drawed, laid loose in the slot, slapped right on, and just out of habit of not moving the puck, Ethan Wood will cover that up, as I'm sure the coaches would have liked to seen him flick it to the corner and let's keep moving with 42 seconds left, but we'll do it all over again right down here in front. Sean Bernard takes the draw, tries to battle through and win it. They get it out into the high slot, but not out. Bernard's still battling for it. Puck's loose. Finally, Sean Bernard grabs it, and they're going to say it was knocked down with a high stick, and that faceoff will come back down in the Tawas zone once again. With 28 seconds left in the power play. 8-3 Braves here.
4-0 third period for the Braves.
Yep, so glad everyone joined us here today. Braves win the draw. Bolin will dump it out all the way down ice. No icing because they're shorthanded. That's a good play by Braden. Peyton Freeman gives chase down there to Legion. He's still working hard, getting his ice time in. Finally, the Legion will get it out. 15 seconds left in the third period. Legion take a long shot. Ethan Wood just steers it aside. Braden Bolin fires it down one more time as they're shorthanded, and that ought to eat up the rest of the period as well. And it does as the Legion goes back to get it. And the Tawas Braves pour off the bench and head out to congratulate Ethan Wood as a full group as they win this one 8-3.